Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you've come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. That means Tommy White will join us, Laborers Union Local 872. The folks that are building Allegiant Stadium, they had a positive test a while back. We'll see how that has gone.
Uh-oh.
Also, John Sarpalis, the president of NPRI, what about the state response to the coronavirus? We'll talk about that as well. But first, I want to bring in Wyatt Cox from our Ely Bureau, because we understand that there is either a first or a second coronavirus death. Can we talk a little bit about what you know and what you've been the communication you've been getting from the county health people?
Well, we're waiting to hear from them whether this does constitute a second test or whether this was in fact the first test that was reported some time ago. There was a media report indicating that there was a positive test at Ely State Prison, and we contacted Scott Kelly, the public information officer over at the Department of Corrections. And he confirms that an employee at the Ely State Prison tested positive and is now at home 14 days of isolation per guidelines from the CDC. Yes, CDC. That's what I said. I looked down and I saw another word there, and I'm going, no, that's right. But we're waiting to see.
And we're talking positive test.
For COVID-19. No, we have no deaths here. Something I mentioned this morning, what I think is interesting, is tiny Humboldt County up near Reno has 14 cases now. And considering they're not much larger than we are. They're a county of 16,000. And they have 14 cases. And I believe three of them are hospitalized.
One of these days, we ought to just go through the quad county statistics, the Reno statistics, and just see where we are, because eventually, when we do open up the country and the state, my guess is they're going to do it in regions. They're going to do it by county, and for instance, Clark County may still be on, you know, stay at home, but other counties may not be under stay at home, and I think we're getting to the point where we need to start tracking all the stuff going on around us. But
the Nevada Independent this morning is reporting 58 deaths now statewide, 2,087 positives, 15,000 negative tests. So that's that, and the bulk.
We always forget there are a lot of negative tests. There are a lot of folks who test positive, and
who recover.
Survive and thrive.
Who
recover?
Yeah, 9 cases in Nye County, 1 case here, 8 cases in Elko, including 1 passing, but 3 people have recovered there. You know, much of rural Nevada does not have cases. So we are very fortunate. Our friends over in Mineral County on the KEVB, no cases reported there.
Good to know. We'll get some of those numbers we'll get some of those numbers going here as we go. I want to get to the audio. And by the way, very quickly, because I know one of the things you do on your show is you give a weather report for the entire state, which I think is just so cool.
Yeah, well, that's because we're
we got a snowstorm.
You have a winter storm warning for Red Rock Canyon. You're expecting up to 2 feet of snow in the highest elevations at Red Rock Canyon and the Spring Mountains.
Wow!
So it's going to be, you're going to have lots of rain, but it's already starting, I assume.
It has not started where we are, adjacent to McCarran International Airport, but I can see off in the distance the mountains, very dark, and I one has to imagine that is snow, not rain at those high altitudes. But
by the way, how is the traffic in and out of McCarran? I understand that it's significantly less.
Well, I come to work every day, and I park within, 100 yards of the airport property itself, and very little traffic. People are adhering to the stay-at-home thing.
Well, that's
good.
Which
I think is great. As a guy that drives to work every morning, yeah. I love the idea.
This too
Wyatt,
shall
thanks.
Pass.
It indeed it shall. I want to get to the audio sound bites because a lot of us are wondering why they're talking about a stimulus four bill when we really haven't gotten the proceeds. I mean, I haven't received my $1,200. Wyatt, have you? No. Wyatt hasn't either. He hasn't gotten his $1,200, although he probably makes more than the $100,000 that they talk about being the cutoff. I know. But the president, let's go to cut four. President Trump was talking about, in fact, he was asked, what would a stimulus bill look like? A stimulus four bill look like?
You mentioned Senator Schumer just a moment ago. He had a conference call today, and he said that he believes that a COVID four relief bill will be necessary. Do you share that belief? And what would be contained in such a bill?
I don't know necessarily, but I certainly want to listen. And what I want to do is two things. A real infrastructure, not a Green New Deal. The carbon footprint. I'm not looking for the carbon footprint. We want to put people to work. But a real, and frankly, for so many years, we've let our infrastructure go to hell because we were wasting all our money in the Middle East and other places, okay? I want to rebuild our country. I don't want to rebuild. We're tired. We've rebuilt, if you call it that. We're destroyed, frankly. What we've done is so crazy. What we have done, the direction that this country has taken is so sad. But we're in the Middle East for $8 trillion. And if you want to fix a pothole in a highway, you can't do it because they don't want to give you the funds. So we want to have an infrastructure bill, a real one, like in the vicinity of $2 trillion to completely rebuild our roads, our bridges, our highways, our tunnels, everything. And I'm totally open to listening to that. I'm also open to listening to and even putting forward, because we're going to be putting something forward, more money for our citizens because they've gone through trauma. This has been trauma. This came out of nowhere. And I say it, and I'll say it again, we had the greatest economy in the history of the world. We had the most people working in the history of our country, almost 160 million people, far more than ever before. And then one day, our professionals correctly came to us, and they said, sorry, sir, we have to close down our country. And I said, say it again. We have to close down our country. And the entire world closed down because of this hidden enemy. No, we're going to take good care of our people. It was not their fault.
That's the president at last night's presidential task force briefing. More from that news conference coming up a little bit later on. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. And that's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. Now, in an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered. I mean, you get into an accident, you get ill. But I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. So I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. Now, in these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? Now, at Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive and Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, ASI, all the ones you see on TV. Now, would you like to save money on your home, auto, life insurance while actually improving your coverage? Then, no matter where you live across the state of Nevada, I want you to call my friends at Castle Insurance Group. They can do a quote right over the phone. You don't even have to go to their office. Call them right now, 702-714-1060. Ask for that free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to the
message through, people really do listen.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, I'm a...
It's Tuesday. It's live and local now. The president wasn't the only one having a news conference late yesterday because Governor Sisolak did the same thing. Let's take you now to that news conference. The governor of the great state of Nevada, Steve Sisolak.
I want to begin by thanking all the Nevadans who have been staying home for Nevada. You're doing your part, and I want to know you to know how much I appreciate it. For those of you who aren't doing your part, I want you to know how much I'm disappointed in that as well. Every person that participates is improving our ability to flatten the curve. It's extremely important. You know, one person or a couple of folks that get together and don't want to follow the rules are making it more difficult for the rest of us. For if we want to get through this as quickly and as safely as possible, I encourage everyone to participate. As a state, we are taking informed, proactive, and necessary measures to protect each other and mitigate the spread of this virus. While all these measures have created hardship for many in the short run, these decisions have been necessary to help us flatten the curve faster. I'm uplifted every day by the examples I see of my fellow Nevadans who are staying home for our state and helping their families and their neighbors do the same. You see the good work that's being done by restaurants that are donating food, folks that are running errands and picking up groceries and prescriptions for their neighbors and the elderly. That's heartwarming and it's something that we all need to do to get through this together. I'd now like to give an update on our general situation in Nevada, and then I'll be turning it over to Major General Barry in a bit so he can provide you with an update as well. There's be slides on our board over here to my right. As of today, can we get the slide up there? There you go. As of today, 1,953 individuals in Nevada have tested positive for COVID-19, while 15,676 have tested negative. To date, Nevada has received the following from the federal government: 3,000 reagent kits for testing and 4,000 test swabs. While we appreciate whatever testing components we get from the federal government, at this time, the reagents, swabs, and are not nearly the volume necessary for us to perform the desired amount of testing that we want and our citizens want. That's why we continue to aggressively explore testing expansion options with our labs right here in Nevada, including Dr. Mark Pandori of the State Public Health Lab, who is working to assemble testing kits in Northern Nevada. We're going to work to get them assembled here in Southern Nevada and spread those out around the state. But until we can widely expand testing throughout Nevada, it remains absolutely critical that we all continue to stay home for Nevada and practice safe, strict social distancing. I'm going to repeat that one more time because it's one of the most important things I'm going to say. It's absolutely critical that we all continue to stay home for Nevada and practice strict social distancing. As of today, we have 117 new positive cases. As you can see, our total cases have steadily increased since the end of March to that total of 1,953 cases today. As we get more data on testing results, our medical advisory team will advise me on potential future steps to ensure we're flattening the curve as effectively as possible. So far, we have lost 46 Nevadans to this virus. I know our hospitals are working overtime to keep Nevadans alive and help them battle this disease. As you can see from yesterday till today, we did not lose a single life. That's because our amazing doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals are on the front line. That's why I encourage you to wear a red ribbon to say thank you to them and give them some moral support along the way. They're staying at work for us. We need to stay at home for them.
There you have it, the governor last night. We'll try and give you a little more of that a little bit later on in the hour. But suffice to say, 58 deaths statewide. 58. But we have closed down the entire state. And a lot of people are asking, when are they going to reopen? When are they going to reopen the state? And none of us really know, although even Governor Cuomo saying we have to have a plan for reopening. Is it going to be just younger people that are going to end up being able to go back to work? Is it going to be people who have tested positive and have resolved their cases? They'll be allowed to go back to work. Who is it that will actually be allowed to go back to work? What kind of businesses? For instance, there are businesses like liquor stores. If they can practice social distancing, 6 feet of separation, so to speak, should they be allowed to reopen? If we're selling liquor at a grocery store, should we not be allowing these people to go back to work? It makes no sense to me. That's a segment of, and by the way, that at a time when liquor sales are up 55% from a year ago. Did you know that? Nationwide, they're up 55%. That's incredible. Stick around, more to do. More from the governor. More from the governor. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams urging Americans to keep following the 30-day White House guidelines to slow the spread of coronavirus. He says social distancing will be key to getting a control of it. But he also had some hopeful news in an appearance on this morning's NBC Today show.
I know that I helped America understand this was going to be a hard and a tough week, but I also wanted them to understand that we've had hard weeks, we've had hard times in our country before, and we've come together, and America is coming together to battle this disease, and we are starting to see progress.
An encouraging milestone reached in China, where the pandemic began, with no new coronavirus deaths reported yesterday on its mainland for the first time since January. This morning has seen a second straight day of strong early gains on Wall Street, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Real tempers come with virtual racing.
Come on, Clint!
I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I am the villain. The wearer of the black hat.
Bye-bye.
I am not here to make friends or kiss babies.
Cry me a river.
I am booed everywhere. I'm used to it by now. I am called everything in the book, including champion.
If you don't like that kind of racing, don't even watch.
I am Kyle Busch. I am NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series on Fox and FS1.
Tempers flew early in the iRacing virtual NASCAR event on Sunday at the Bristol Motor Speedway, a race that included over 30 real-life NASCAR Cup Series drivers, which came with some real-life tempers. Early in the event, Clint Bowyer crashed Bubba Wallace, which led to Wallace leaving the event just 15 laps into the 150-lap race, as heard on his live streaming Twitch feed.
Y'all have a good one. That's it. That's why I don't take this serious.
Peace out!
The race also saw rough riding penalties for Daniel Suarez and Kyle Larson after a couple crashes. See more on MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a great new deal.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I mentioned that the governor held a news conference last night, and I want to go back. We gave you the first 4 or 5 minutes, but I want to dig in and get to some other stuff from the governor. Again, we're going to have to reopen the state eventually. What's that going to look like? Who knows? But here again is the governor, Steve Sisolak.
In terms of acute care demand statewide, hospitalizations have been stable at 61% staff occupied beds. ICU occupancy is at 74%. 282 COVID-19 patients are in Nevada hospitals statewide. Ventilator use has increased slightly and is now at 44%. There are 838 ventilators statewide. 372 of those ventilators are in use. We have an order submitted to FEMA for an additional 450 ventilators and have been told to expect delivery 72 hours before what they're deeming a surge. The state is working with FEMA to monitor the usage across the state and the potential surge day. According to the Nevada Hospital Association, staffing levels have been stable at an overall level of green. The state and its many partners have worked overtime, and I want to thank my staff for doing such an incredible job here, to get as much PPE materials distributed as possible to our local hospitals and healthcare workers as quickly as possible. I'm going to run these numbers by you. As of today, the state has distributed 22,014 gowns, 76,295 gloves, 84 coveralls, 736,860 N95 masks, 206,500 surgical masks, and 23,424 face shields, a total of over 1 million PPE items distributed to our hospitals and healthcare providers. According to the Nevada Hospital Association, PPE is currently at an overall level of yellow. This means that while PPE is being used and more is being distributed, we need to continue to aggress efforts to attain and distribute more as the need increases. Note that these figures include received shipments from federal government as well as what the state had on hand in our existing stockpile from instances in the past, such as the H1N1 epidemic virus. These numbers do not include private donations at this time. In the future, we're looking to provide cumulative numbers that include federally received, state purchased, and privately donated. Now I'm going to cover a brief few updates. A lot of Nevadans have stepped up in recent weeks to donate PPE to local hospitals and those that need proper materials to keep safe and healthy as they battle COVID-19. This week, guidance on donations that are shown on this slide will be issued. It includes what donation items are needed, such as unexpired N95 masks, surgical masks, medical gloves, gowns, and more in their original packaging material. To make a donation, email donations@nvhealthresponse.nv.gov. From there, a volunteer will assist in making sure your donation goes where it is needed the most. Face coverings, like this. On April 3rd, my medical advisory team issued guidelines for using a face covering as a precautionary measure to prevent the spread of COVID-19. A face covering is not a surgical grade or FDA mask like an N95, which is in short supply and should be reserved for those who need them the most. The medical advisory team has clearly stated that face coverings reduce the spread of COVID-19 from infected individuals, even if they are experiencing mild symptoms or no symptoms at all. A face covering protects your neighbors and those you love. We ask all Nevadans to wear an improvised face covering whenever they leave home and interact in public spaces. On Saturday, in coordination with the Nevada Health Response Center and Nevada DHHS Public Health Preparedness Division, I called on healthcare providers, behavioral health professionals, and administrators to join the Battleborne Medical Corps to help expand Nevada's medical care capacity during the COVID-19 crisis. This directive waives certain licensing requirements to allow Nevadans to quickly bring additional health care here to our hospitals. It also permits certain doctors, nurses, EMTs, and even medical students to go to work immediately to care for COVID-19 patients. Those interested in joining the Corps should visit servnv.org. That's servnv.org. S-E-R-V-N-V, there's no E. S-E-R-V-N-V.org. Now I'm going to turn it over to Major General Andre Berry to go into the details as it relates to the National Guard. General.
Thank you, Governor. So at this time, I want to outline the five specific goals our team is following as we proactively respond to COVID-19 in Nevada. Goal number one, really want to minimize the number of deaths and mitigate the spread of COVID-19 in our state. Number two, acquire sufficient personal protective equipment, or PPE, to protect medical personnel, first responders, and essential workers. Number three, to expand testing to provide usable information for decision making. We make our best decisions when we expand. Number four, to create an efficient and coordinated information flow within Nevada state institutions. And number five is to ensure that the public is informed and updated consistently on the strategy developed by medical and emergency experts. It is critical that we follow these five goals. And we believe when we follow these, we can best place our state in the position to do what's right and best for our citizens. Now, I just want to briefly talk about some of the things that we have done as Nevada National Guard to ensure that we are in best aligned to the governor's strategy. The first thing that has happened is the major disaster declaration was approved Saturday, and it opens the door to use Nevada National Guard military personnel and assets with federal funds to respond to the COVID-19 outbreak in Nevada. Now, the Nevada National Guard, or the National Guard, activates under two statuses. The first is Title 10, which are activated under the President of the United States. The second is Title 32, which is the National Guard under the direction of, and the leadership of the governor. The governor is the commander-in-chief under Title 32. So as part of the Master Disaster Declaration, the President approved and will be signing the approval of federal funds for the Nevada National Guard. We expect that to happen at any time. This does not assign missions to units. All Nevada National Guard missions must be approved by FEMA, and we align it with the governor's strategy. And that is what we're currently doing. In addition, we're talking about the Nevada National Guard. We have activated the Joint Operations Center in Carson City. This is part of our domestic operations. We've also established liaisons for appropriate agencies to enhance information distribution. This ensures clarity. We've also instituted teleworking measures for our soldiers, airmen, and civilian employees to ensure we continue to practice social distancing. We must be the example and the role models. We've also established health protection measures and medical screening personnel at state military facilities. This is important that we have to take care of ourselves before we can take care of Nevadans.
There you have it from the governor's news conference last night. More on the National Guard and their role in all this as we go along. When we come back, I've got a really sad story, but is sadder not because of the grief, but the result of the grief. The comptroller of New York City lost his mother to complications of the coronavirus. But before you go off on a tangent, you have to understand that this woman was 86 years old. Underlying conditions, 86 years old. Tragic. You know, any loss of life is tragic. But she fits right in to that most vulnerable group of people. Anyway, grief causes us to do things and say things that maybe 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, a year from now, maybe we won't feel. We'll give you an example of that from the comptroller of New York City, a gentleman by the name of Scott Stringer. He was on with Anderson Cooper last night. We'll bring you his comments coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
We encourage you to participate in the gift card challenge.
These days, we all probably know of a local business that is struggling to adapt to the current realities. Here's a small way that you can help.
Announcing the gift card challenge.
If you're able, think of your favorite local business and then buy a gift card today.
Buy it online or pledge to buy one as soon as you can.
Every little bit will help.
Restaurants have takeout or delivery. Many businesses have online shopping options.
Participate in the gift card challenge today.
Buy a gift card.
Any amount and show your support for our local businesses in this time of need.
Keep it for yourself to use at a later date or pass it along to someone you know that's on the front lines doing what they can to keep us all safe.
Make the pledge and buy a gift card today. Participate in the gift card challenge.
Post and tag the business you selected on social media and challenge your friends and neighbors to do the same.
Working together, one card at a time, we can all make a difference.
Hashtag gift card challenge. Learn more at giftcardchallenge.org.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go?
'Cause we can't.
We're in quarantine. In our own corona homes. That's where you have to go to stay away from it all. Dinners from a can. Afternoons coloring with crayons. It's been 13 seconds since I last went to go wash my hands in my corona. Aerobics, cornflakers, don't give me handshakers. Please remove your mama, time to watch my dramas. No labor, no razor, out of toilet paper. In my corona home,
I just love that. That's John Pumper. that's John Pumper. I don't know. We're going to highlight some of the better parody songs, and it's really cool that people are responding to the coronavirus. With all the negative stuff that's out there, to be able to get a smile on your face, that's kind of important to us. here on Live and Local Now. Tommy White will join us top of the hour from Labor's Union Local 872. He's the business manager of that group. And we'll find out if the coronavirus is slowing down things at Allegiant Stadium. We'll do that coming up top of the hour. I promised I'd let you hear from Scott Stringer. Scott Stringer is the New York City comptroller. I think that means he's probably a Democrat, a flaming Democrat. He lost his mom over the weekend to complications, what were termed complications from the coronavirus, and was quick to throw the president under the bus, saying that the president has his mother's blood on his hands. Clearly, he is still grieving. But I want to stress, the woman was 86 years old. 86 years old. That doesn't mean she deserves to die. It means she is right there in that target group of most vulnerable. This was Scott Stringer last night on CNN with, you guessed it, Anderson Cooper.
She was a New York original. She was somebody who raised two boys as a single parent. She got involved in politics, ran for office when few women could see that success. She was tough, and she loved the city, and she believed in government, and she raised us to believe in government. And for this tragedy to happen is just so overwhelmingly sad for my family. But it's a story, Anderson, that I know is playing out across the country, is playing out in New York City, and it's so hurtful. But she's got a great story to tell, and I'm going to tell it for the rest of my life.
She sounds like a remarkable woman with incredible, what an incredible life she had.
It was pretty extraordinary. She was somebody who took me around campaigning when she was running for city council. People would come up to her and say, why aren't you home taking care of your husband? She said, well, I don't have a husband. Well, why aren't you taking care of your kid? Because I take care of them just fine. And she came from that generation of Bella Abzug and Shirley Chisholm and the women's movement back in the day. And if you had said to me, what would ultimately have my mother fall? I never thought it would be some virus. And it is still hard to get around that. But yeah. Look, in New York City, this is playing out in so many families. And I got to tell you, you know, Donald Trump has blood on his hands, and he has my mom's blood on his hands. And he sent us a hospital that's right here in the Manhattan Harbor, and no one can get on that hospital. This is something that is just outrageous. And so it's very tough to mourn under these circumstances.
You're angry about that.
I think we all are. I mean, the government's supposed to protect our people, and we're supposed to be able to protect our parents and grandparents the way they protected us. And we're not able to do that. And perhaps the thing that I struggle with the most is, how do you mourn at a time when you can't connect with people? There can't be a funeral. There can't be a traditional shiver. There's no way to reach out to my stepfather and see him personally because he's quarantined. My little kids can't say goodbye to their grandma. There's something wrong playing out here. And that is why, by the way, I have been so lucky that I've gotten thousands and thousands of text messages and Twitter followers talking about my mom, people I don't know. So what I say to folks, when you see somebody who's passed away because of this evil virus, text someone, call someone, because that's the only way you have closure, is by people who are strangers saying goodbye to your mom and helping you grieve. And that is so critical to the families.
There you have it, Scott Stringer. Clearly still grief-stricken, so you take what he says maybe with a grain of salt, although he's a loyal Democrat. Big government is always best. It takes a village to raise a child. He's probably into all of that. So it may not be grief at all. I want to go back to the president, because he is still under pressure from the media to order 8 states to issue stay-at-home notices, as the governor did here. But let's go to cut 5 real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. This is the president who is obviously showing a reluctance to order 8 states to stay at home.
If I thought it was something that and I've looked at him, and I've looked at him very carefully, looked at him today, looked at him yesterday. From a constitutional standpoint, I'd love not to get involved with that. And not from a legal standpoint, just from a moral, constitutional standpoint. Because legally, I can. But morally, I believe in our Constitution, much more so than most people. And I'd love to be able to let the governors do what they have to do. Those states are doing a fantastic job, all eight of them. They're doing a fantastic job. So we'll see what happens. As for your question, you fully understand what I'm saying. So thank you.
Thank you. Coming up, Tommy White. Tommy White is a rarity. He is a union leader who is a conservative. He supported the president in his 2016 election. He is undoubtedly, he's undoubtedly going to be supporting the president in his reelection bid. All that and more coming up. We're going to find out what's going on at the Allegiant Stadium site. Are they slowing down because of the social distancing and different things that they're doing relative to building the stadium? We'll talk about that. Also a little bit later on, John Zarpalas will join us. NPRI president. The role of the governor and the legislature. The legislature has been relegated to potted plant status. And is that really what we need? Also, a minister who is going to hold an Easter Sunday service with 35 to 50 folks in the congregation. We'll talk about that. And he's going to join us at 11:30, Reverend Joseph Guy from the Open Arms Community Church here in Las Vegas. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now.